Yeah.
Not the hook I had in mind.
Yeah, well, but you never know what works with Pacifica listeners. Anyhow, the thing I wanted to say is I kind of think we're a little bass backwards here on this. You know, we're talking about approving something that we don't really have a plan for. I mean, in other words, it's like, I feel like Mickey Rooney. Let's do a show. The executives, I think, should come to us with a proposal to the board and say, this is what we want to do. We want to do a fund drive predicated on the following statements, blah, blah, blah. It's going to cost us this. This is the amount of work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's fully, somebody said something about, I don't even know if the board needs to authorize this. As far as my understanding of it is, you know, the ED has the ability to move the idea forward. I don't know if there are any out-of-budget line expenses, but as I mentioned with the mail drops, it doesn't appear that the, you know, budget authorization is any impediment to going ahead and doing things. So I would like them to come to us and say, when you have a plan, here's the plan. And at that point, we talk about, you know, saying, yeah, let's do that. That fits, that works. Maybe somebody can clarify for me why we need to approve such a day at this point in absent, you know, absent that plan. Teresa?
Okay. First, I want to ask one question. Is there, barring this resolution, there's nothing to stop our IED from assisting the WBAI LSB in conducting an evaluation of their staff. Am I correct? Could that be something that our IED is working on right now? Because it's time that they evaluate, so can he help the LSB do that?
If the LSB wants to do it, we'll certainly help them.
All right. Then moving on. I move, I know we already have one on the floor, but this is the way I would phrase it. I move that we create a task force co-chaired by the IED and I'll put the name LaVarne Williams on this, and including several staff and finance committee members to create a strategy to overcome our immediate financial crisis.
Okay, well, I take that as a substitute, and in committee substitute, I mean, motions, as I understand it, don't require seconds. So is there any discussion on the substitute?
Can you repeat it, please?
I move that we create a task force co-chaired by the IED and LaVarne Williams, including several staff and finance committee members, to create a strategy to overcome our immediate financial crisis.
Stack.
Well, can I ask, we're at time again, can I ask a question of whether people think that it might be helpful to have an adjourned meeting continuing perhaps this coming Wednesday to continue to deal with the rest of the agenda?
Wednesday the 19th?
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing I would like to do is do what I suggested. I would like to go back to our station, notify our management. I would like to write a letter that is distributed to our folk and get feedback.
I have a problem with that day. I have a local finance committee meeting to discuss our 06 budget that's of some importance.
Let me back out the naming of the day and ask whether people want to act on these motions this moment or whether we should have an adjourned meeting as soon as possible next week.
How do you understand?
To deal with it.
I'll be here.
Yeah, go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, you know, I like the idea, Dave. I think that by that Wednesday meeting, we can have an outline of a plan as well.
That would be real helpful. I hear Sandy saying he couldn't, so
Mr.
we could try and find it.
I have a committee chair's meeting on Wednesday.
Okay, but let's back out the question first of when it would be and just ask whether...
Well,
do I
would like, and I think, Dave, because one of the things you said, you want to go back, and I think that it would be fair. First of all, I like working with the National Finance Committee because we represent, I don't like task force. I like the committee structure we have now. We represent all the areas. We have the treasurers as well. So the LSBs are represented. And one of the things that I would like to see is the numbers. If we could meet next week, get a sense of it. Give them, you know, give the Lonnie and Ambrose an opportunity to earn their, you know, their pay. And come back to us with something before we then roll out to our, you know, to our fold and say, well, what do you think about this when we haven't yet decided what this is?
Right. I like that so much better.
Thank you.
Well, the reason I suggest that we create a task force is because when you start adding the GMs on this, it's going to be very cumbersome to hold a telephone conference and to actually discuss the theme of the if they decided to have a fundraising day, if we decided to have a fundraising day, to discuss that in an open meeting, I think that's something that needs to be done.
The people who need to talk about this and plan it are people who the executive director can convene. In other words, he can form a group to deal with this. And what we, I think, on our side need is more concreteness in the plan. And so,
and one does not preclude the other, Teresa.
Right.
If we come to an agreement on what we want to do, then we can certainly have a task force or a working group or someone who can begin to, you know, to put flesh on it. But right now, I think we've got to get the bones in place.
But who's going to come up with the thing that we need to do that we can agree on?
Lonnie and Amber,
our executive director, is responsible for getting us concrete plans.
Lonnie and Amber.
All right, then I withdraw my motion.
Okay.
So can we meet Thursday of next week?
This is Lavarne, may I speak?
Yeah.
Well, don't be so enthusiastic.
No, I'm sorry, I'm doing something else.
Teresa, I thought it was a fine motion, and I would be willing to help with that. And because I think that when Mike Martin was chairing, I think that he did that a lot, working with Lonnie, you know, offline, doing little meetings and doing a little task force, and I think we got some things done, like initially at the beginning when we looked at the spreadsheets and how we wanted to look at the numbers in terms of year over year and variances. So I think that works really well, and I think it requires a lot of work, that's number one. But I think that, you know, he did that a lot, and I think it was successful. So I think it's a fine motion, and like I said, I'd be willing to help. So if you'd like to call me, Ambrose, when you pull this together, I will try to be available.
Well, Lavarne, would it be acceptable to you if it's just rather than the committee forming it, if it's a task force that the IED forms? Is that equivalent to you?
Lavarne and I have talked, so that's
yeah, that would be fun. Yeah.
And I recommend you work with Brian DeShazer, too.
Okay, I'm looking at next week.
And I do, too.
And I see on Monday the 18th a programming committee meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. I see the bylaws working group of the governance committee at 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday. I don't know if anybody here is on that.
Dave, isn't there a PNB telephone conference Monday at 7:30?
25th.
That's the following Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
The 20th has the audit committee, and that's Wednesday. None of us are on the audit committee, but Sandy and I think Jane said they would have difficulty. Thursday the 21st is open. And Friday is the governance committee meeting.
Well,
so
how about, Dave, if we could reconvene on Thursday?
Can people make Thursday at the same bat time?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So
And then we could get the information from Lonnie and Ambrose between now and then and put our thinking caps on.
And I would also like, you know, we haven't even touched, I still want to go through some of the May financials. We haven't also touched the FY06 budget or how any of this impacts it, and I think that needs to be integrated into this. So I think what we could do is adjourn this meeting till that time and continue with our agenda.
Okay, picking up with this item.
Picking up with the item we're on now, and we still have the working group reports, maybe the working group's Baruti. I think you were going to convene, if you could, if there's any time to deal with the question of, for example, the structure of the budget that's lets us see it more, and I think Marnie was on that, if that working group could convene between now and then, that may be asking too much, but it'd sure be highly welcomed.
I was on that committee, but I wasn't the convener.
I sent something out.
Okay.
Everybody kind of said they wanted to wait until after this budget one.
Okay. Well, in any case, if we can have some FY06 discussions in that, and then Baruti had one pressing question about the deadline for LSB input on that being August 15th. So I think we need to address that quickly then too.
Okay. So we're going to pick up the agenda from where we're leaving it now.
Adjourned meeting.
Okay. So I move that we adjourn the meeting until Thursday.
Thursday the 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern.
I'll second.
No, not
8 p.m.
6.
3 p.m. 6 p.m. Eastern?
3
p.m. Eastern.
Okay, that's in the workday, but okay. Okay, is that acceptable to all?
No, it's at 8 or 3. 3 p.m. Western.
6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
There you go.
Are there any objections to that?
I love that.
Yeah. I do, too.
Wow.
All right, y'all. I got a dance to go to.
All right. Don't forget.
Thanks a lot.
Day.
I'll see you on Thursday.
Right. Ambrose.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Ambrose, can you
pumpkin.
Call me?
Or even better, the broom, but whatever.
Okay.
Ambrose Lane. Ambrose.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.